Hi everyone, welcome to part two of our Windows Azure SQL Federation video series. In today's video, we're going to talk about actually partitioning and splitting our federation. In our last video, we introduced Windows Azure SQL Federation. We created a database and we created a federation in that database. Today, we're going to focus on partitioning and splitting that federation. So with that, let's jump into, we've only got a few slides here, so let's just spin a few slides and talk about why use federations, and we'll talk about how to do that repartitioning and kind of the process of what happens when we split and we partition our database. So with that, let's talk multi-tenancy. And really, SQL Federation is simplified multi-tenancy. It allows us to build easily multi-tenant solutions and efficiently manage our multi-tenant placement and replacement. So if we need to scale up and scale back down, again, the key concept here is elasticity. So it's being able to scale up and scale down on demand. And really, what we've done is built in this elasticity into SQL Server. We've just extended T-SQL. So we built this entirely on SQL Server using the same great programming model with the same great tools. So just a little different syntax. And you saw this in the last video, right? It's still T-SQL. We've just extended T-SQL. You don't have to learn a whole new set of technologies. But SQL Federation, it really is a simplified multi-tenancy in the way that we can administer. It really means the implementation of the sharding pattern inside of Windows Azure SQL Database. And very few databases do this. So it allows us to have multiple tenants per database, all the way through a single database per single tenant per database to multiple databases per tenant. It really scans that or spans that gamut of multiple tenants to per database to multiple databases per tenant. And this is the power behind federations. It allows you to change your mind. You can say, "Oh, I need to scale out and scale up on demand." So you can put 1,000 people on one database out there. If it looks like that's not going to work, you can split the database and have 500 and 500. If you need to, you can split even further. It allows you not to be stuck. You're not pigeonholing yourself into a single solution. And this is the great thing about the SQL Federation is you can change your mind and scale on demand with the capacity and loads. You can have hundreds of nodes and hundreds of databases. And this is the power and strength of SQL Federation. So how does repartitioning work? And this is really through dynamic partitioning, the ability to split members to spread the workloads over one or multiple nodes. And then you can drop members to shrink back down to fewer nodes. So for example, here we have federations and we want to split at, for example, 7,500. So what we're going to say is when we split, what happens behind the scenes is in this example, we're going to split at 7,500. So we're going to take this purple database here. We're going to say, all right, behind the scenes, what we do is we create two brand new databases. And behind the scenes, we're copying the appropriate database. So we're going to take 5,000 to 7,500 to the left database and 7,500 to 10,000 to the right database. This is happening all behind the scenes. So the split and drop really allows us to manipulate the connection or the collection of databases within the federation. So we've split, the appropriate data goes to the appropriate database. We then drop the original database and then reassociate those two new databases to the federation. Simple as that. That happens all behind the scenes and it's dynamic partitioning, right? So we split and drop based on our load. Now the key concept here that we really want you to understand is it's called reliable routing or data-dependent routing. This is built into SQL Federation. This ensures that your application can discover the data at any time, at any moment. So if you've ever built data caching in your application, you understand how difficult that can be. SQL Federation takes that same concept and just leaves it in the database. You don't have to cache anything in your application. We're guaranteed member routing. So as things are partitioning, customer ID 10 may be in Federation member 2 today, might be in Federation member 5 tomorrow. It doesn't matter. We guarantee member routing. So when you come in with customer ID 10, we take you to the right Federation member. The easiest way to understand this is you can think of SQL Federations as like a hotel. When you come into the lobby, you're coming in with your room number. Yeah, you get in the elevator, you hit floor 10 because your room is on the 10th floor, so the elevator takes you to the 10th floor. Federations is much this way. When you come into the hotel, you come into the lobby, which is the Federation route, and you're coming in with an ID, whether it's a customer ID or whatever your Federation key is, right? So let's say you're coming in with Federation or customer ID 10. You get in the elevator and you hit customer ID 10, and it knows today that customer ID 10 is on the second floor. Tomorrow when you come in with customer ID 10, we've since split and now customer ID 10 is in the fifth one, but it doesn't matter. You don't have to know what floor it's on. You just come in with customer ID 10, you hit customer ID 10 on the pad, and it now takes you to the fifth floor because it knows that it's on the fifth floor. This is SQL Federation. It's data-dependent routing. We know at any just in time, at the right time, at any time, where customer ID 10, where your data resides. Right, so this is called reliable routing, and it happens. It doesn't affect your application. It doesn't affect your database. There's no application rewrite, anything like that. And we're actually going to jump out and do a demo with that. So with that, nice segue into the demo. Let's jump out and do a demo and show how this works. Right. So what I've got here is I have I'm going to open. So this is the database. This is Contoso. This is the database that we created in the last video. And notice I haven't split this yet. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to open a new query window. I'm going to use the split. All right. So we looked at this. We looked at this in our last video. So we don't need that. What we're going to do is we're going to focus on this section. Let's split this thing. However, before we do that, let's take a look and see what happens and how this affects the application. So here I have an application in Visual Studio, and it's not very pretty. It's just a button with a list box. And what this does is it just goes out and it queries for a user. So just like the elevator example, I'm coming in and saying, hey, I'm coming in with user ID 71, and just give me the first name and last name. Now notice I haven't split this yet. It's still a single federation member. We can see this by doing this. Let's go to the federation route, right? And let's look at the members here, right? So I have one member, right? I haven't split this yet. So let's run this, right? And let's click the button, and we should get Sherry back. Okay, there's Sherry. We should get, so we're just getting, for user ID 71, we should just get Sherry back, right? And we can see this here as well, too. If we were to go in here and say, hey, let's use user ID 71, and we'll look at this and we'll look at this in a minute. XR from user profile, right? We get Sherry back. And we'll talk about this is what filtering equals on. We'll take it back, we'll look at this, come back and look at this in a minute. All right, so we have one Federation member. We haven't split it yet. We ran our application, and we brought back one user, right? So now let's go ahead and split this. So let's go back, and anytime we're doing anything to the Federation, we need to do it in the root. So we have to go back and use Federation root, right? So now we're back in Contoso. Now let's split this, and we're going to split this at user ID 40, okay? So let's run that. And notice how that it came back and said command completed successfully, but really it's not quite done splitting it, because we can see this by going back to our root and running these queries again. And we see that, hey, we still have one member because it's still splitting on the back end. Now, we could do it through T-SQL like we did here, Alta Federation split at user ID 40. We could also do that like we saw, through here. We can actually say, hey, split Federation member, and it'll just basically gives a syntax the same way. We can also do it through there. The other way we can split is through the Windows Azure Management Portal. So if we were going to the database that we just created, so here's our West US server, and going to databases, this is the database we just created, or we created in our last video, and this is the one we just split. If we go into the this manage URL, this is the Silverlight portal that allows us to do management. Let's see if this logs us in here. We may have to update our IP address, but let's see if we can get in here. All While it's connecting, let's go back to SQL Server Management Studio and let's run these again. This should be done by now. So yep, now we have two federation members. So since we split at 40, we have negative 2 billion to 40, one range, and then 40 to the upper range, right? If we were to split again, we'd have three entries here. Okay, so now let's rerun our Visual Studio application, because what we've done here is we've said, hey, we've then split, so user ID 71 was in the first federation before we split, and now it's in our second federation member here. Now the question is, do we need to make any changes to our application? And really, the answer is no, because again, we're taking that same, that partitioning model, that scalability model, and applying it to the database. So what we're doing now is we're saying, hey, we don't need to make an application or a change to our application, because like we learned, it's reliable routing. We don't, SQL Federation knows at any given time where user ID 71 really sits. So if we were to rerun this again and click the button, we should get Sherry Padilla, the same person we got last time, but we didn't have to make any changes to our application. So if we were to split again and split it, for example, 50, we'd have negative 2 billion to 40, 40 to 50, 50 to 100. We could run this again, and we still wouldn't have to make it, still would not have to make a change to our application. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense. Let's spend and wrap this video up by looking at a couple of examples and the filtering clause here. So if we were to say use federation and come in with user ID 10, for example, with reset filtering equals off. Now with reset, this is a required word that explicitly resets our connection to the right federation member, right? So we're going to say use federation come in with user ID 10, and then let's select start from user profile. The question is, are we going to get one user ID 10, or are we going to get all? So the answer is we're going to get all, because filtering equals off. This will make sense in a second. So let's go back and let's do, notice we get 1 through 39, right? So now if we say use federation user ID 71, filtering equals off, select start from user profile, now we're going to get 40 through 100. So now the question is, if we were to change filtering equals on to filtering equals on and come in with user ID 10, how many users are we going to get back? So now we're going to change filtering equals on and select start from user profile and expense report. And now notice that because we set filtering equals on, it's going to filter for that specific user ID. So we get one record from user profile and all the related records out of the expense report, so user profile ID 10. That's how the filtering equals on parameter works. Okay, so with that in this example, let's see. So we're back in. So this worked. We have to log into the portal, and notice that this portal is federation aware. So if we can go into administration, right? Let's go to overview. We've got two databases. We've got Contoso and Northwind, so let's go into there. Right, and those are federation members. So if we go into here, notice that we have two federation members. There's our low and there's our high. And if we actually do click on this, through this portal, we can actually query the federation member if we want. We can split it, so we can say now split this at 50, for example, and split it even further. So we can split either two ways. We can split through T-SQL, or we can go into the portal and split as well. But this allows us, this is a visual representation of all our federation members, how much space is in there, how much is available, things like that, and the size. So this is a great way to work with SQL Federation. So, all right, with that, let's kind of recap what we've done. So what we did is we learned about dynamic repartitioning and reliable routing, so that when we split user ID 10, we know that anytime we come in with an ID, we're going to be routed to the right federation member. At that point, we went in and we split our federation. And then we're able to show through Visual Studio that even though we partition, and no matter how many times we partition, we don't have to change our application. Our code stays the same, right? So this is the power and flexibility about SQL Federation, dynamic repartitioning and reliable routing of where we need to go. So with that, very simple example, but shows the strength and flexibility of Federation and that we can partition at any time and get that reliable routing and that dynamic repartitioning. So with that, we'll wrap up. If you have any questions or feedback, feel free to reach out to me at SQLScott or scottkale@microsoft.com. If you want to see further demos or more demos or have feedback about what you saw, feel free to reach out to me. In future slides, future videos, we will talk about how to prepare for Windows Azure SQL Federation, best practices, how to prepare and how to pick things like, you know, what Federation key, how to migrate an existing database to SQL Federation and things like that. So stay tuned. So appreciate you watching. Thanks much, and we'll see you next time.